Now, will you notice, we have here in the first three verses, chapter 51, the origin from past history of the nation Israel. And then we have the outlook for the future from verses 4 through 16, and then the outline of present conditions, verses 17 through 23. Now let's look at that. In the first three verses here, he says, "Hearken to me, ye that fall after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look under the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye were digged." Now, that "hearken to me," God turns on the alarm, and he says here, "To every sincere heart in Israel that longs to be righteous and desires to know God," he says, "wake up, hear me, I have a plan." Now, he says in verse 2, "Look unto Abraham your father, unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him." Now, God says, "I called Abraham when he was over in Ur of the Chaldees in idolatry, and look what I've done through him. Now I want to move in your heart and life." This is the origin of this nation. Now we have here the outlook for the future. Verse 4, "Hearken unto me." Here we go again. He's trying to wake us up, and he's speaking now to Israel. "Hearken unto me, my people. Give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. O my nation is Israel." And he says, "My righteousness is near." Well, righteousness is Christ. He's been made unto us today righteousness. And then he speaks here of the isles. Verse 5, "The isles," the islands, that is, "shall wait upon me, and on mine arm shall they trust." Now, the arm of God, as we'll see in Isaiah 53, is his salvation, and the islands speak of all the continents where there were men at that time, and God says, "I have a salvation, will be sent out to them." This is a tremendous section. Verse 9, listen to him here, "Awake, awake." And what he's saying here is, "Wake up and put on strength the arm of the Lord." That's God's salvation. In Isaiah 53, "To whom is the bared arm of the Lord revealed?" God wants that bared arm of redemption in Christ revealed today to a lost world. And therefore, he is sending out this message that that bared arm will deliver Israel in the future. Verse 11, "Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion." Now, friends, Zion is a geographical location on top side of this earth. We need to understand that God means what he says here. And verse 14, "The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fall. For I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name." Just as he brought their fathers from the ends of the earth, he intends to bring them. And that's exactly what Jeremiah says. He says in Jeremiah 23:8, "But the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all countries, whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land." And he makes it clear here that they'll no longer remember the deliverance out of Egypt. Why? So great will be the deliverance in the future. Now, friends, you just can't set this aside. And God is shaking you and says, "Wake up, wake up." And he's still going to say, "Wake up." Now, in this last section, the outline of present conditions of the nation Israel, sinful and desolate. But ought to tell you something. Verse 17, he's shaking you again, friends. Listen to him. "Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which has drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury. Thou hast drunken the dregs of the cup of trembling, wrung them out." And all you have to do is look at that city today. I'm very frank to say, that old city of Jerusalem holds for me no desire to live there or to go there permanently. I would never want to live there. And it was the favorite spot of David, and it's God's favorite spot. You see, he's yet to make it beautiful. He's yet to bring them there and he says, wake up, O Jerusalem. I'm going to make you the great city that he said he would. Verse 22, thus saith thy Lord, the Lord, and thy God that pleadeth the cause of his people, behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury, thou shalt no more drink it again. God says, I'll take that cup of judgment away from you. And now I'm going to bless you. How can you say that God is through with the nation Israel? Why, even poetic justice demands that after all of these years of judgment upon this land, this city, and this people, that God will bless them and that God will get the victory. That's what he's trying to tell us here. And if you don't see it, oh, my friend, will you listen to him again? Awake, awake, wake up, wake out of sleep, because knowing the time, it's high time to wake out of sleep and say that a lot of Christians today should wake up and get going for God. This is a great day in which to live, my friend. The most exciting time in the history of the world is now, N-O-W. And you know, I belong to the now generation. Now it's high time to wake out of sleep.